Tiesto, Jackie Chan, love that song. Right, I'm joined by my guest for today. I'm really excited as well because I've been doing a little bit of research and watching her on YouTube because she's a semi-finalist from The Voice. It's Ty. Hi.
Hello, Tony.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. You?
Welcome. I'm very good. Welcome to Essex because you're Stevenage lass, aren't you?
Yeah, it's my first time here.
Do you watch that Tower or anything like that? Do you keep up with what's going on in the land of Essex?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Gemma Collins. I'm like expecting her to pop out from somewhere.
Ah, she's my mate. She is. I know Gemma.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's been here as well. And she's busy as well at the moment. I think she's doing the ice thing. She's skating on ice, whatever you call it.
Yeah, she's doing really well.
Yeah, she could be on that soon. So good luck to her on that. I see her on that one of the tabloids had her practicing and getting ready for the show. Right, let's get to the music. So for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre before we talk about The Voice?
So I would describe myself as like urban R&B. Mm-hmm. But I try to be influenced by everything.
And how did you get into singing? Because you're only 19, aren't you?
Yeah.
So it's a young age to try and break into the music scene. What brought that on?
So I started singing from the age of about... Well, I've always sang. I started doing music... Literally, I started taking it seriously from about 14. At first, it was just kind of a focus for me. You know, it's all I've ever done that I found easy. Like, it's come to me naturally, so... And when I went on The Voice, I think that kind of confirmed, like, yeah, this is what I want to do.
Yeah. And you were scouted for The Voice, wasn't you? I know they do a lot of these on X Factor as well. They actually go out and invite you onto the show. So did they see you singing somewhere else, or did they catch you on... Was it an internet-based thing?
No, so I went to a music college, and, they came to the music college. They actually came to the college the year before as well, and I went for it, but didn't get very far. They came back the following year, and
Youth Music Award at 2016, Unsigned Music Awards. You was the top 10 young songwriter competition in 2015 and 2016.
Yeah,
so it says here, must be true if I've written it down. So you went on The Voice. I like The Voice. I like the format of The Voice. Mm. How does it work for people who haven't seen it that well? Basically, you're singing to people who can't see you, so it's on The Voice. The initial bar is just on your vocals. So talk us through what happens. Do you get to choose your song, or is that your own, you know, your own choice, or do you get like a list of songs you want to sing?
So you come up with a list of songs. Like, they ask you to do like free slow, free mid, free fast, and they all have to be covers. Like, you can't do your own music on there, which I found really difficult.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a back and forth thing with the producers. But you always come up with something you feel comfortable with. Yeah. Well, I did. I always fought for the song I wanted. I didn't settle for nothing.
And some of the other format on some of the other programs now, they are letting people do their own music.
Yeah, X Factor.
New music, but The Voice is really covers only, which is, I suppose, it's quite hard if you're taking out your comfort zone and you're given songs that that you're not good at. But your first one was really good, wasn't it? Tell us about the song choice.
So they actually sent me that song, Move On Up. And as soon as I heard it, I knew it would suit me. But, like, as I went on in the competition, because I couldn't do my own music, I thought, I'm just going to take something and completely change it up. That's what I did with Jolene. Like, I just twisted it up and did it my way. And that was my way of showing, you know, the fact that I'm quite unique.
Jolene's fantastic song. We're going to try and get it. We're going to try and download it while we're on the show. We're going to be playing one of your new singles before that. So, The Voice, the chairs turning round. You had two, didn't you?
Yeah.
You went with Will.i.am.
Yeah.
I suppose that's kind of the obvious choice because that's the style of music you sing. But was you before you went on? Did you have that in mind? Who you'd want to, you know, who you go with? They all turn around, for instance.
Yeah, like everyone I met kind of said to me that Will.i.am would be the best match. Like, come on, Jennifer. Her voice is so soulful, and that's not really the route I wanted to go down. Ollie, I didn't really know much about him, and Tom, he's amazing.
Tom Jones,
he's like, he's amazing, but I didn't, you know, I didn't really feel, you know, I just felt like you get that one person who you just, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
Tom's
with
a little bit older. He probably he's great at music, but would he be able to work with that type of style? Probably not.
I actually think he would. He had some interesting choices.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. He's very versatile, but I just had my eyes on Will from the beginning.
Yeah. What have you been up to since The Voice? Because you've been very, very busy, haven't you?
Yeah. So I've got a manager now, and we're just working hard to kind of get me out there. I've got a single coming. I've been working on that. That'll be coming on the 9th of November.
Let's talk about that. The new single, which is available on just the 9th.
It'll be available on all platforms.
So all the platforms, they can go and buy that. And it's called...
Eyes on You.
And we're going to play it right now. And it's not been played yet, I hear.
No,
so it's
not
a bit
yet.
Exclusive.
Yes.
That's what we like on the Sunday Night Show. Here we are then. This is Ty, Eyes on You. Straight after these.
A career as a hypnotherapist can be rewarding, flexible, and challenging. At Indigo Training, our courses are fully accredited by the General Hypnotherapy Standards Council and lead to a professional qualification. All of our trainers are qualified and experienced therapists, delivering the highest quality tutoring. If you're looking to start a career in hypnotherapy, give us a call on 01480 583 621 or visit our website at indigotraining.org for more information.
This October, the team at Pure Orthodontics are offering a spookily good deal on our Invisalign Clear Discreet braces. Book anytime between the 1st and 31st of October to receive £400 off your full treatment. Contact us on 01245 46 3000 to arrange a free consultation. Pure Orthodontics. Let us fix your scary smile.
Havering College invites you to their open event on Wednesday the 31st of October from 4pm at the Quarles campus in Harold Hill. Whether you want to be a plumber or a performer, a scientist or a social worker, there is something for everyone from entry level through to degrees. So what are you waiting for? Come on down, find out more and make a start on your future with us. Register now on our website.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Shoulder, all of the plans we made.
and stop. Stops really quick, doesn't it, Ty?
Yeah.
It's just like, if you're a DJ, that just puts you off. You suddenly look around and go, oh, what have I done? What have I pushed? that is... what just play then? Robin, that's what it was. latest track. Welcome back to the show. We're listening to Sunday Lunch with... we're joined with Ty from The Voice UK. Say hello, Ty.
Hey.
You're still here, aren't you?
Still here.
No, we just played the track, your latest track, Eyes on You. Now, are you going to have an EP on its way? What's up next for you?
It's just a single at the moment, but I will be working on an EP next. I've got plenty of songs that are ready to go out there.
You're writing as well at the moment, so you're writing and producing your own music.
Oh, no, I don't produce.
You just do the writing.
I'm actually looking for a producer at the moment.
Okay, yeah.
I just focus on the writing for now, but I'm studying, like, an urban artist... at an urban artist school, and there's a lot of producers there, so I get to work with them. They're really talented, but yeah, if there's any producers out there, get at me.
How's the writing come along? Are you kind of how do you do your writing? Are you drawing on things that you've done? I mean, you're so young, so it's hard to draw on past experiences, so to speak. So how do you get your inspiration for that? How does that work?
You say that, but like, I just sometimes I write from personal experience, and other times I write for what I think people want to hear. I think it's good to have a mix of both. And like, I've written songs before that I haven't purposely been through, but other people have literally cried and been like, that's so relatable, how have you written that? And I'm like, I just kind of listen to what people are going through and kind of take it from there.
Yeah, yeah. And if you could work with now you've done the TV side and you've obviously got possible collaborations, who would you like to work with if you could?
I'd love to work with Steph London.
I would like to work with Steph London.
Yeah, she's amazing. It's amazing.
And I think that would be because did you do any rap? Did you do a little bit of rap on some of your stuff, or would you have a rap versions of your track? You know, you have songs and they break into a rap like the Steph London side. Is that the kind of thing you'd head towards?
Definitely. Like I said, I like to be versatile as I can. So yeah, definitely, it's a path I'd like to go down.
And these are the same people that influence your music. Who influenced your music? Oh, it's Cardi B, and we played some of that earlier on. Is that the type of stuff you listen to when you're out and about?
I try and listen to everything. Like, I try to be inspired by everything. I know that's really a cliche for artists to say, but it's genuinely the truth. At the moment, I'm really liking Amelia Monet. She's upcoming.
Yeah, fantastic.
Ray Black.
Yep.
A lot of R&B singers right now.
And you're gigging at the moment, I take it. So yes. you're busy since The Voice. You got anything coming up? Where can people find you?
Yes, on Thursday, I'm performing at Interlude London. It's a night for female acts, but obviously men are allowed to come in too. And it's run by a company called Woman to Woman Events.
Right.
So yeah, that'll be good.
And what's your ideal gig? I know obviously you want to be on a big stage and a festival type of thing. But what do you like doing? Is it like, do you like to be up close and personal with a very tight-knit crowd? Or do you like the bigger events?
I actually like both. Like, I love performing on stage and like strutting my stuff, but I did a gig recently, Peace to Express Live, and like the people were literally nearly sitting on my lap, like they were so close to me, but you could literally hear a pin drop in the room, and like the sound was so amazing, and I really felt a vibe with the crowd, so I would love to do something like that again. Like, that was good.
Your music's going to be quite clubby, isn't it? So I take it you'll end up doing something like club appearances as well, probably singing, live at some of the clubs. Is that something you'd look at doing?
Yeah, I'd love to do something like that.
What about writing? Would you co-write? I take it you would co-write with someone if you had the chance?
Yeah, I used to be really funny about my writing. I didn't want to hear anybody else's opinion, but now I've actually had other people kind of give me their input, it can make such a difference. So definitely.
Right, we're gonna have a track. We're gonna play a bit of Blonde, actually, featuring Brian Christopher. Do you know the song Me, Myself and I, it's called?
No, I don't.
I've listened to this.
Symphony.
Trap and Blonde featuring Brian Crystal, me, myself and I. We're joined by Ty on the studio. She's going to stay on for a while. She's going to be here in the second hour as well. We're going to be telling you about new music. Also, I'll be looking at the charts. Don't forget, if you want to find out more about Ty, it's Ty Official, I believe, on Twitter. I'll let her do the link straight after the news. Latest offering from Shifty featuring AMAE, taking up to the news, track called Entirety.
Phoenix 98 FM.
I'm going to try this as well. We're going to play this, see if it works. Does it work? No, it don't work. I was hoping it was going to work. We'll try it again in a sec. I'm trying to get the Jolene bit up because Ty's and it's a great, great track. Ty, you listen to me. She's miles away. Look,
my bad.
I know. She goes, I'm on the phone. Are you tweeting people?
No, I'm not. But I should be.
You should be. I've spent a lot of time on the phone. Do you know what? You know, at the end of the end of the week, it tells me the phones now tell you how long you've been on the social medias and things. Oh, it says that it was down this week for me. It said down 32%. You only spent 3.5 hours on the phone in a week. So that's a lot, isn't it?
I don't really understand Twitter, to be honest. My mum actually does my Twitter for me.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, she tweets everyone. So when she said looking forward to it the other day, that was your mum sent that to me, I think.
Yeah.
Thanks, mum. Let's get on with some tunes. Right, the next one is Calvin Harris and a bit of Sam Smith. Do you like Calvin Harris?
Love him, he's sick.
Sam Smith, when he first came out, I thought, well, I don't know, too high pitched for me, but his music just got better and better. I like the collaborations nowadays as well. I think collaborations are fantastic. There's more and more of them coming out. But these two, who would have thought they'd have had such a fantastic track? This is Promises.
Are you drunk enough? Now they judge what I'm doing. Are you high enough to skills that I'm ruined? Cause I'm ruined. Is it late enough for you to come and stay over? Cause we're free to love, so tease me.
promises. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air. There ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air. There ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight.
You acting tonight.
Is it loud or no? Cause my body is calling for you, calling for you. I need someone to do the things that I do. I'm here now. Alone. I made no promises. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air. There ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air. There ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight.
You acting tonight.
Cause I need your green light. Day and night. Say that you're mine. Cause I need your green light. Day and night. Say that you're mine.
A bit of Karen Harris promises going out to Chantel as well. Your sister, Ty. She's listening, isn't she? She texted, she's going to text her a message in a minute. A little shout out.
So come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air. There ain't no science here. So come get your everything.
Tonight.
There you go, Karen Harris. And we're back with Ty, back here at Phoenix Event. This is your Sunday lunch. And we're talking quite a bit about The Voice, but we've kind of gone off it for a sec. So let's just go back to The Voice and tell us a little bit about the competition. Because you had a, still have the sing-offs, don't they, about the kind of battle. You've done that. Who was you in that with? It was against Kate.
Cade.
Oh, Cade. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How
does that work? Do they have a favourite before that goes in, or is it really against just the song?
Well, I wouldn't say they have favourites, but Will actually said to me after, he was like, he did have his eye on Cade first, and it wasn't until I actually performed on the day that he made his mind up. So that's where he learned not to have favourites and kind of just judge it on the day, because obviously we get to rehearse with Will, and in the rehearsals I kind of crumbled. And Cade really stood out, and it wasn't until the actual performance that I got to shine. But we had the best outcome, because like obviously I got through and Cade was stolen by Ollie, and them two went on to work really well together. So
yeah when they often do, when they've done some of the early battles on some of the previous years, I've often watched it, and they've picked certain people, and I think, no, I thought the other one sung better on the night. But the other one may have sung better on a previous audition, you know, throughout the show. And they've kind of gone back and they say, well, judging on what I think they can do. And I thought, well, that's kind of pointless. I thought the whole thing's about the battle on the day. But that's, I suppose, that's TV, wanting you to shout at your...
Yeah, exactly.
Shout at the TV screen. I'm going to try again, because it's live. And live radio is good, isn't it? We're going to try, because I pressed it earlier on, but we had the wrong button pressed. So let's try this. Here we go. There we go.
So she's gonna take my man, but hold back. Not if
it's
I can
tie, Jolene.
I won't rest till I got him back, but I want him. But let me tell you the story straight from the beginning. Hey! Jolene, 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 Jolene.
There you go, Jolene. Are the clapping notes? They thought it was for me then, the clapping, but it's not. Sadly, it's not. The first thing I noticed on that video is the size of that coat. It's massive, isn't it?
Yeah, it was boiling under those lights as well.
Yeah, because we just played that on YouTube, so we're just watching all the chairs turn around. I was having a little glance at it. I've watched it a couple of times, but it's a fantastic version of an older song. Be brought back to that could be number one right now if you had it out.
Thank you.
Definitely. How did that come about, that song?
Literally, my mum said to me one day, like, I could not think of a song. Like, it was so difficult, and I really, and nothing was working. Like, there were so many songs that sounded good, but nothing was working. And mum said, try Jolene. And I was like, I literally looked at her like, are you stupid? Like, why would I do that? And then I sang it, and straight away we were like, oh my God, like, this could be good. And then obviously I got to rehearse with Will, and he kind of helped me put his spin on it. And together we kind of just came up with this sick version.
Yeah, I'm just going to try and see if I can play what happened next. We have a little listen.
You give me life. Y'all can't tell me you are not me in the inside. This is who I think I am. Girl, carry on. Yeah.
Ollie, what did you think?
Oh, my God. How do you think about love?
Honestly, Dolly Parton, Jolene, you just made that a 2018 hit. It was amazing. Brilliant.
Thank you.
I just said that, Ollie.
Well, I turned for you. I mean, when the blind auditions, I love the way you sound anyway.
Thank you.
But Ollie has already said it. What you did with that song, I mean, you should record that. Really.
Thanks, Tom. Good.
This is what I like about Ty. She was like, yeah, I got this arrangement that I want to do. I have a particular way that I want to sing it. So what you saw tonight, that's all Ty.
Why that song and what made you want to do it?
Because obviously I wanted to do something that everyone knows, but I could put my own stamp on it. Like, I'm not just here to sing songs, I'm here to be an artist.
Whoa! You are an artist though, aren't you? You are an artist. I love the glasses. Well, you've got these massive orange glasses on as well. Got the colour coordinate.
Yeah, literally, when the stylist said to me, they were like, we've got a whole table of glasses, just take your pick. I was like, oh my God.
Went for the shirt and then, of course, the big jacket, because it must have been, yeah, say, boiling with all the lights on. But great response from the judges as well. And I agree, that could be a number one track if you was to release it. Great, great spin on the track. You can see your mum in the pictures of that. You're in the crowd on YouTube, being viewed half a billion times, whatever it is. And your mum's there. Was your sister, did your sister go?
Yeah, yeah, I think she was at that one. I've got a few sisters, so they all came.
Yeah, it must be good having in the audience. Does that make it any more nerve-wracking on the day, or...?
To be honest, I don't even know what was going through my head, but my family were the least of my worries. So, you know, it is nerve-wracking, but for me, I think it's just a mindset. You know, if you act confident... You feel it. Yeah. Does that make sense?
And what are the judges like off camera when the cameras aren't on them? Are they friendly? Do you get to talk to many of them?
Yeah, they're really nice people. Like, and Emma Willis as well. Like, when I was kind of having my meltdown and getting really nervous, she was like, "Oh my God, are you?" She came up to me. She was like, "Are you all right?" Like, they're all really like genuine people.
Yeah, that's good.
Especially Ollie, because, you know, he's been there, he's done it.
Essex boy, and lives down the road.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'll have to get him on one day. He's got a new track out, actually. We'll try and play it later on. It's a fantastic track he's got out. So he kind of went quiet for a while. He was doing a bit more TV stuff, but now he's back. He's got a tour planned as well, so watch out for that. We're going to be back with a bit more music and talking to Ty straight after these.
It's easy to say it will never happen to me. The reality is it could happen to you. Elan Fire and Security have over 20 years' experience in the electronic fire and security industry. Our family-run business, based in Essex, is fully accredited to NSI Gold Standards, and we're police and insurance-approved installers. To find out more, call us on 0800 0075 999 or visit our website www.elansecurity.com. Elan Fire and Security, keeping your property protected.
At Will Protect, your plans for the future are at the heart of everything we do. Even if you're just starting out in life, it's important to have your affairs in order. A few simple strategies can ensure that your home, savings and business are protected. Make us your first call for wills and trusts, care and bloodline planning, inheritance tax planning, powers of attorney, probate and deeds of variation. Call us today on 0345 894 8441 or visit willprotect.co.uk.
Hiya, Mikey here. Why don't you join me for breakfast every weekday morning only on Phoenix FM? It's between 7 and 10 and it's 98 on the FM dial or online at phoenixfm.com. Just after 9, we do the top 10 from when. This is where I play you the top 10 best-selling songs from a particular month and year from some time over the past 4.5 decades. Just guess the month and year. We've got travel news every half an hour and news at the top of the hour. So that's Mikey Poulter on breakfast only on Phoenix FM in association with St. Francis Hospice.
Sunday lunch. Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
We're gonna ride, 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 ride till we fall. They say we got no, 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 no future at all. They wanna keep us out, can't hold us down anymore. We're gonna ride, 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 ride till we fall. When we hit the bottom, nothing gonna stop us. Climb to the top with you. We could be the greatest ones who never made it. Yeah, I could be talking to you. They tryna hate, 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 but we won't change, change anything at all. We gonna ride, 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 ride till we fall. They think we just drop out, living at our mom's house. Parents must be so proud, they know it all.
Featuring Jack and Jack, track called Rise. I like that track as well. We're going to be looking at the new releases. I think Ty's going to help me out in a sec. She's got you've got your new single out, by the way. It's coming out very soon. It's on. Is it on? You got a record label, new one, don't you? Who are you with at the moment?
I'm not actually working with a record label at the moment.
So it's independent. Yes. The track is you putting out.
Yes.
Okay. And what's the course in Tile Yard? What was that about?
So it's an urban artist school, and it's for like 18 to 19 year olds, and it's really good. Like, we've had a lot of industry professionals. We had a lady from Virgin Records come in the other day. Mm-hmm. Got to play her my music, so it's really good. Like, everyone there, like, the level is high.
Yeah, the bar is high. That's good. You like being? You helped me co-host today in a way, aren't you? So we're going to do the new releases now. I normally have a jingle for the release, new releases. It's like New Release Sunday, but I haven't done one yet. So I'm going to play a track which you can kind of talk over. Started playing this track a couple of weeks ago. It's a brand new one out from Crystal Clear called Neutron Dance. It's called. It's got very little words, so we can just like talk over it. You're going to go first. Actually, let me have a look what it says on there. I'll read the start. It says, the new releases, check out this week's new singles. And we're going to start and tell us what's been coming out this week. You start and I shall finish. Let me just put the track on first and get the track ready. Here we go.
So Little Mix lead the way in this week's New Music Sunday releases with their new single called Woman Like Me. The track written by Jessica Lee and Ed Sheeran and Steve Mack featuring Nicki Minaj is the lead single from the quartet's fifth album, which is expected in the coming months. Staying with the girl bands, MO unveiled their latest single Wondering, a collaboration with Chip, whilst Camila Cabello has released Consequences, a stripped-back version of a track from her self-titled album she recently performed at the American Music Awards.
There you go, well done. It's my turn now, where's the bit of paper? Yeah, there are more new singles from Finnish singer Alma, Boy George and Culture Club, Take That and Paloma Faith, while Calvin Harris and Sam Smith will clash with the only Cliff Richard for the vinyl chart glory as both released their latest singles, Promises and Rise Up, on vinyl. Looking on potential big entries this week on the official album chart, Jess Glynn puts out her second album, Always In Between. It's the follow-up to her chart-topping debut, I Cry When I Laugh. A rising star, Ella May puts out her self-titled debut and the first of what is sure to be many Christmas albums this year comes from Eric Clapton. It's called Happy Christmas. I can't believe their Christmas album's coming out already. Eric Clapton, how dare you. Elsewhere, look now, the eighth record from Elvis and Costello and the Apostles, a track called A, the ninth set from Usher and Kurt Vile's eighth studio album, Bottle It In, is also released. So this is the track, Crystal Clear, Neutron Dance. I'll leave you with this. A track of very little words, I may say. Ollie, you can dance to it though, couldn't you? Ty's rocking about on the chair. Do you do a lot of dancing, Ty?
I used to dance when I was younger.
What about now? Not to your so tracks? Can you just do? You just do the swagger when you dance? Are you gonna do like? You know.
I have a few like actions to my dances. So like manners. It's like pull out the chair for me. So I do little actions. Pull out the chair for me. What is it? What's the next one like? Put down the toilet seat. Close your mouth when you eat.
I have a few actions. I look terrible when I do that. If I try and dance, you know, you got a lot of those dad dances. If I start dancing, everyone goes, I'll get over there. He's doing the wrong dance for the wrong era. Let's go back to the 80s, I think. 24 past the hour, 1 o'clock. Welcome to Sunday Lunch. This is Phoenix FM.
Let it hit him.
Welcome back. Right, we're going to play a new track from Nile Rodgers. He's got a new album out. It's called About Time, and it's got mainly collaborations. Hayley Stanfield, got one track with Lunch Money Lewis, Lady Gaga, Jack Sober. We played that one earlier on. Let's have a look. We've got Elton John, Muramasa. I'm just trying to think which one to play. I think we'll play the one with Hayley Steinfeld because I haven't heard it yet. Should we play that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it for your mum, should we? A bit of shit for your mum. Here we go.
Come on, get on your feet. Get on your feet and dance with me. Hey, come on, get on your feet. Get on your feet and dance with me. In the fire burning all inside, my body is asking me to dance tonight. Oh, you're sound up, the bass is bumping down my spine. Grab a hand, baby.
There you go, Nile Rodgers. Chick, Dance With Me. Did you enjoy that one? It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was a good album. There,
I wasn't feeling it.
You weren't feeling it?
No.
Maybe
I have to listen again.
Stefan Don one's probably the best one, isn't it?
I'll have to give that one a listen.
Let's just quickly talk about one more thing. If you could go on a date, if you could date some people, past or present, who would you like to sit round a table and natter to?
Probably Amy Winehouse. I'd love to chat to her and just, not a date, but you know what I mean? Just like...
No, not a dinner date, yeah.
Just find out about her music.
Yeah, I think... do you know what? I haven't had an Amy Winehouse answer for ages and ages and ages. I think if I...
That is definitely someone I'd have to have a conversation with.
Yeah, I think I always like Elvis. I think Elvis would be good. And Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I was actually thinking Michael.
You know what I mean? Michael Jackson, round the dinner table, home for lunch with Michael Jackson. Listen, thanks for coming in. Just before we go, tell us about your social media. Tell people where they can find out a little bit more about you.
So, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, it's under It's Ty Official, three words. So I'll say it again, It's Ty Official, spelled T-A-I, not T-I-A. It's Ty Official, T-A-I.
And the new track is coming out fairly soon. It's called...
Eyes On You.
And it's out...
November the 9th.
Ty, thanks for coming on. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank
really
you for having
it.
Me. Thank
and
you.
Great track. I love the track Jolene as well. I'm waiting for that to come out. So I want you to send me a nice copy of it. And send me the
I
copy
will.
And we'll put that on the playlist. We'll be playing it out from the 9th when it's out.
Sick. Thank you.
Okay. So, and what will happen is if you've missed any of that and you want to hear it again, it'll be on demand from tomorrow midday. You can listen to it over and over and over again. Right, we're going to play a track now. Let's have a look. I'll let you choose. It's going to be either Sagala and Fuse or Jason Derulo.